Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. My name's Elizabeth, and this episode is going to be another Rouge recap because this past Saturday I had the chance to go back to the Moulin Rouge for one of Ricky's final shows, and I had my first experience of watching the show from the can-can seats. And I know I'm late to the party on experiencing the show from Can-Can, but it was worth the wait for sure. Such an immersive experience. But before getting into the recap of the show, a quick detour, because last week some huge Rouge news dropped about who the next Christian will be after Aaron leaves. And it is no surprise to those that know me as to why I'm so excited about this. John Cardoza is finally getting the opportunity to bring his Christian portrayal to the Al Hirschfeld Theater. An audience had better buckle up. Like, he brings such a rawness to his Christian, and that shines through in an incredible way throughout his Roxanne and Crazy Rolling specifically. And it has been rumored for a while now that John would be taking over after Aaron left. But to have those rumors now be officially confirmed, it's just amazing. And I had the chance to see John in the Notebook on Saturday night, and after the show I asked him if he would be bringing his signature Elephant Love Medley shimmy back, and he said he absolutely would, but then added in, as long as they let him. They had better let him, because that shimmy is iconic, and it's so him, and it is no secret by now that it is one of my favorite things and favorite parts of his Christian portrayal. But okay, back to Aaron and the September 7th matinee show. The day started off in an incredible way in being able to see Aaron walking to the theater before the show and have a couple seconds to say hi and take a photo with him. It is not lost on me how special it is to have interactions with him, especially now since he's not doing stage door after shows, so it was a special moment for sure. But then being able to walk into the theater and walk all the way down to the can-can seating was just so special. Being right under the sign and sitting up against the passerelle where Aaron would walk by to raise the sign, and then again in Roxanne, like, I could not wait for the show to start. But during the opening number, I had a fun little interaction with Sophie. Prior to the show, I saw her on 45th Street as well and just said hello in passing. And then during the show, when Nini is laying down like on the passerelle part of the stage during the opening number, she's like interacting with different Can-Can members, and she looked at me and said, "Oh, hello, darling. I already saw you outside today." So it was just so cool that she remembered that from before the show. But like feeling a breeze from the can-can skirts as they danced and feeling the stage shake as they moved about and as Ziedler bounded out to the front of the stage to send out confetti. It was all just so immersive and such a different experience. And I don't know if you've noticed this before, but at the start of the show for the opening, when Aaron and Ricky and Andre, they are running up toward the stage to make their entrance in the opening for Burning Down the House, they're coming up the side aisle fully in character and they're whispering to each other, and there is an exit door on the side of the theater where they run in, and Ricky tries to knock on that door and then they whisper again and Aaron pushes him forward toward the stage. And I really noticed it when I went back in August. But then this time I was turned around looking for that interaction to see if it was like really something they did. And it was. And I mean, Ricky and Aaron's excitement, just being together when they first get onto that stage, it's so contagious. And it really hit differently this past weekend knowing that it was Ricky's last time at the Rouge. For now. And there were two ladies sitting in front of me in Can-Can, and then there was a couple on the other side of the stage in the Can-Can section, and it was so clear that it was their first time seeing the show. And it was so much fun to watch them take everything in, and just right from the start, they were just like mesmerized. However, when Aaron stepped back onto the stage to sing The Hills Are Alive, a lady on the other side of Can Can, she gasped and put her hands on her face. And it was so funny, and it's just such a relatable reaction anytime Aaron opens his mouth to sing. During Truth, Beauty, Freedom, and Love, Aaron and the Bohemians, they had a little mishap. When they are on the steps of the stage and they usually do their little fist bump, Aaron missed it. And then he and Ricky, they had moments of just looking at each other and laughing, like trying to get over that that happened for them in that moment. And the laughter continued, but in a different way, as JoJo descends from the swing to start Diamonds. Like after Christian reaches out for her, completely mesmerized, and then Santiago like hits his arm to snap him back to reality and proceeds to laugh at him for being so entranced by Satine. But like honestly, who isn't completely mesmerized by JoJo as she makes her entrance? I still find myself holding my breath. And then during Diamonds, I kept looking back and forth between Satine and Christian, and there were times where Aaron would be mouthing the words to Diamonds along with JoJo or Satine. And then the way that he just erupts in applause after she finishes the number, it's such a crossover between Christian's reaction to being blown away by Satine and Aaron just being the supportive hype man that he is. And so many have shared that JoJo, she just seems so much more comfortable this run. She has done so much to make the role of Satine her own, from her acting choices to her vocal choices, and she's stunning in literally everything she does on stage and looks flawless doing it. She shared on a Ricky Live a couple weeks ago that she wanted to try something different vocally in Sympathy for the Duke, but she chickened out, and I'm sure she will find the nerve at some point to try what she wants, and when she does, she's going to just blow audiences away. However, on Saturday, watching her perform Firework, believe it or not, she gave herself goosebumps. Like looking at her and her arms as she throws them open during the song, like she had chills herself. Get it, JoJo? She is just incredible, and audiences are so lucky that she has a few weeks left of her run. All right, question. Have you noticed how Christian's pause and reaction has grown longer when he is in Satine's dressing room talking about his audition song? When he says, "If you're really open," and Satine sits down and opens her legs, he pauses and smirks and looks out toward the audience. He almost invites the audience to laugh and engage in that moment. I don't know. It seems like the pause just keeps getting longer each time I see the show. And I loved being able to experience the pitch song from so close. That's another number of the show, that there is just so much going on the whole time. And it's one of those numbers where you can hear the actors whispering to each other when their mics are off. It was definitely a time where I was watching the interactions between Aaron and Ricky more closely. They're just always up to something, whether it's whispering to each other or exchanging looks. They have a whole separate conversation happening between them while the rest of the scene is going on. And I'm going to miss Ricky's actions with Hamish at the end of Pitch Song. Like, he really makes Hamish move and add sound effects to add more humor to the moment, and not every Santiago does that. And it just adds a little something extra and fun to just like kind of break the Duke's like tough exterior when he gets startled by this stuffed animal. Jumping ahead to Act Two and Backstage Romance and the sensory overload that is that entire number. I love like how in that show and throughout the weekend, audience members were just really applauding Ricky and drawing attention to him at the start of that number when it's just him on stage and him with his Nini with Sophie, and then at the end when they all are holding their position. Ricky really left it all on the stage vocally, with the notes that he hit, and then with his interactions with his dancers as he was instructing them. I specifically love the interaction switch between Santiago and Nini, and how it goes from them being so into each other at the start of the number, to him putting his hand up in her face to stop her as she approaches him when he's instructing, and she gets this look on her face, almost like, how dare you? And then, just like in the opening number, when Christian dances off to the side, he can be seen bopping along to the music in Backstage Romance and watching the dancers and waiting off to the side with Toulouse for him to be able to make his entrance with Satine. And I also love watching him at the start of the rehearsal scene, when he is sitting on the stage at the start of the scene and he's holding the sheet music as Ziedler saying his lines and conducting with his hands before he jumps up to join. Aaron and JoJo's voices, they are just made to sing Come What May together. It's so clear that neither one of them is holding back, and their passion and power and their characters' love for each other is so clear. And I've mentioned this before, but I love how affectionate JoJo plays Satine in the way she touches and looks at Christian. I specifically love the part of Come What May when she comes up to stand next to him. She takes his hand and then she rests her head on his shoulder. They just sound incredible every single show and continue to sound stronger together. And to know that they still have weeks left, like, I mean, come on. Okay, I'm going to jump ahead to Crazy Rolling, because this song has been a topic of conversation lately. JoJo has shared in interviews that Crazy Rolling is one of her favorite songs to perform in the show, because she loves the way that the harmonies are between her and Aaron when they are on opposite sides of the stage. But have you noticed that they changed the lyrics a little bit? Last year, I had reached out to Preston Taylor, who was on the Moulin Rouge tour, and I asked him about the lyrics. Because when you look them up for that song, the official lyrics say, "Turned my sorrow into treasured gold, you pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow." But it never sounded like they were singing in kind. It sounded like they were singing in time. So that's what I asked Preston, and he said that they do sing in time. They changed it. And then I went back and listened to Aaron and Ashley and John Cardoza and Courtney Reed, and they were also singing in time at that part. However, this time around, Aaron and JoJo have altered it again. And now they sing the lyrics as, "Turn my sorrow into treasured gold, you'll pay me back sometime, and reap just what you sow." Like, have you noticed that subtle change with the sometime? Here, I'll add in audio of Aaron and Ashley singing the lyrics with "in time," and then follow it up with Aaron and JoJo's lyrics of "sometime." I wonder.
Count your blessings and find what you look for.
It's such a small change, but it's something that people have noticed, specifically people who have seen the show multiple times. And I just love things like that, though, like picking up on the subtle differences from show to show in vocal and acting choices. And that's the beauty of live theater, right? Like, no show is ever the same. And now, as we are into September, and both Aaron and JoJo, they have quite a few scheduled days coming up, like scheduled days off. And we know that one of Aaron's days off, he is going to be going to California to perform at a masquerade gala. And JoJo's memoir is coming out, and she will be hosting book tour events around the country, so she has days off for that. Our Christian and Satine, they have a busy, busy month. But then they will be back to finish out their final weeks of the show together. And it's so wild that there are less than 5 weeks left. Like, time really needs to slow down. Time does not go this fast, like any other time of the year, unless it's an Aaron Tveit, like, event, a limited run, something. Time just goes so fast. It's insane. But thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. For more fun Aaron content, follow along on Instagram at @tvating_patiently and on TikTok at @tvatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 98.